Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Little OAR, this town. I've been playing this song a ton since I kind of hooked into it. OAR, the pride of Wooten High, I believe, up there in... technically Rockville. Don't quote me on that, but local boys done good. I know the junkies know them very well. Welcome to Hour 3, Sports Saturday Midday Edition on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin. You can reach me on Twitter or X at Zabe, Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo, and also I have a podcast that people say is all right. Monday through Thursday, free of charge. Just find it wherever you find your podcast. It's called The Zabecast, appropriately so. Friday is for subscribers, and I do talk to my former running mates, Steve Solomon and Scott Lynn, on that Friday edition. So if you want to find where the old product still lives, it's there on my podcast every Friday. Kind of like ESPN's iconic Sunday prime time still exists if you buy ESPN Plus, I believe. I believe Chris Berman still does the Sunday night 1 hour highlight recap show, and I believe that there is still Tom Jackson with him. Somebody who gets this and watches that, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter right now, at Zabe. We don't have a talk and text line here, but hit me on Twitter and say, yes, that's still the case. I believe that they still do that. I don't subscribe to ESPN Plus, and I am not going to subscribe to ESPN Unlimited for this YouTube standoff right now, because there's other ways I can get the four letter and other ways I can get ABC. And I'm never going to pay ESPN directly. I don't want to hate ESPN. I really don't. There are things they do and people they have that are very good, if not excellent or better. I'd say Scott Van Pelt with Stanford Steve and what I call Van Pelt Center is still fantastic. Pardon the interruption, is still an easy and informative watch and listen every day with our local legends, Tony Kornheiser, Mike Wilbon, even though Wilbon's now happily living out in Arizona. There's a lot of things ESPN does that are still outstanding. I don't want to hate them, but my, oh my, do they make it hard sometimes. And I think a week ago when this dispute first hit and they sent all of their on-air personalities out marching with a cut-and-paste, hey, you know, go to this website. Tell your provider you want your networks. It backfired and backfired badly. Then you had later on this past week a flurry of paid ads from four of their more prominent on-air personalities, Stephen A. Smith, Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, and I want to say Kendrick Perkins, or it might have been the football version of Kendrick Perkins, Big Swaggy, or Swagu, going out and promoting this solitaire game online that is under massive litigation right now for insane amounts of potential fraud. Potential, but either way, a lot of complaints about this solitaire company and the, you know, these already well-compensated ESPN people like Stephen A. Smith, $20 million a year. Like, come play solitaire. I endorse it. And you're like, Laura Rutledge was another one that was in on this. Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes. It's just like, okay, well, don't make me dislike you. I want to be able to watch the network and get some value out of it and not roll my eyes every 2 seconds. Also, this was stunning that ESPN Bet, their partnership with Penn Gaming, collapsed this week. Yet another failed side venture of the worldwide network in the scrap heap. Despite ESPN's brand, their exposure, and everything else, could not move the needle. Penn Gaming, that, I mean, Penn Gaming must be run by complete monkeys. They bought Barstool, thought that was going to be their vehicle to get a foothold in the gambling space. That didn't work out because Dave Portnoy was so controversial that they were having trouble getting licenses in certain states because of Portnoy. So they end up getting out of that. They sell the company back to Portnoy for $1, which is crazy. And then they go over to ESPN, and they don't get any push from all the endorsement, from all the ESPN personalities that were pushing ESPN Bet. And the fact that the ESPN Bet logo was on the screen whenever they were talking NFL didn't move the needle. Too late. DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, MGM Grand, all ahead of them, and they collapsed the whole thing. It's like a 10-year deal for I don't know how many billions of dollars, but yeah. So somebody was pointing out, okay, let's see, the ESPN phone, that died. ESPN Zone, the restaurants, that died. ESPN the magazine, that died. Now you've got ESPN Bet, that died. A lot of people dunking on the four-letter because of it. Look, these are all non-core business competencies for ESPN. They're a TV network. They probably weren't going to succeed at those other things because they're just totally different businesses. And at some point, even though your brand is well known and you're on in every airport and every sports bar, sometimes it just doesn't move the needle. What's interesting is that this, you know, the YouTube TV people, and I'm one of them, were only nine million subscribers to YouTube TV, and it accounts for about 15% of the overall bundled cable or bundled streaming cable, which is what YouTube TV is, ecosystem, 15%. Guess what the ratings were down on ESPN's Monday Night Football, on their College Game Day, on Pat McAfee? 15%, just about. And now that this has dragged on and could drag on to Monday night for the big showdown between the Eagles and the Packers on Monday Night Football, I'm seeing more and more people saying, you know, at some point, you're going to get a deal. You should probably get a deal now before people start to just learn to live without ESPN. It's a pretty inconceivable thing, right? To think, well, you can't live without ESPN. Well, now that if you're only YouTube TV, you're learning to live without it. You're learning to navigate around it. And you're starting to realize a lot of the things I want to watch in sports are elsewhere. Of course, it doesn't help that ESPN's app, according to those who have gotten it, is absolute dog shine. They say that the ESPN Unlimited app crashes, it's clunky, and also, you're going to out-Google Google, which owns YouTube TV. You can't also do multi-channels if you're, you know, siloed in to ESPN Unlimited on your one TV, if you only have one TV in a room or in your apartment or wherever. That's the beauty of YouTube TV, is you can put together these quad boxes and watch a couple different things at once. Hard to do that when you're siloed into ESPN Unlimited. It's a complaint for Thursday nights with Amazon Prime. I'm like, well, I get Amazon Prime. I mean, family orders boxes upon boxes of Amazon stuff all the time. But I'd like to be able to split the screen up. Well, you can't. You're siloed in to Amazon for that particular content. And this is going to continue to be a problem. Now, for everyone that's got cable, the 85%, they're like, I don't know why you're going on and on about this. Well, you have cable now. Eventually, though, it's all going to fall apart. Let's hope they get a damn deal soon. Let's hope they also get a deal to open the government again soon, because air travel is now entering a very dicey phase, especially with the holidays coming up. All right, let me get to Ian. He's been patiently holding on the phone in Vienna. Ian, good afternoon, sir. How are you? Jaden Daniels, should he and when would he play if it was up to you?
Good to hear your voice, Dave. It's been so long. I think Jaden Daniels, if he's healthy, should come back and play, because I think the entire offseason was so organizationally arrogant and flawed. To have a second-year quarterback throw, wait for it, zero passes in the preseason is one of the most idiotic decisions. And it is absolutely crystal clear how he needs to focus on more playing, more practicing, etc. I do not think this season will amount to anything in any way. The defense has been awful for a long time. I think the offensive injuries are significant. But the real concern going forward, because I don't believe in Peters, Quinn, Kingsbury, or Witt, but I do believe in Jaden Daniels. But the concern I have is you have a quarterback that, while gifted beyond belief, chooses to put himself in positions to get hit in ways that are so unnecessary and unwarranted that it's not sustainable. I don't want to make the RG3 comparison because there's so many differences, but the one comparison that is valid is while he has incredible vision, he just takes these hits. And I know I've argued with Sheehan many times on this before, with he's not getting hurt on those hits. Sure, but it's the accumulation of these car crash-esque hits on second and two that I'm like, what are you doing? Like, there's a lack of intelligence and judgment to understand that you're the franchise. Peters and Quinn will probably be gone soon, but you're the guy that's here for 10 years, hopefully. And I don't know. I don't see it. And, like, I'm not ready to be like, oh, should have drafted Drake May, but, I mean... The trajectory of Jaden Daniels went from he's the best quarterback in the NFC, he's a NFL MVP candidate, All-Pro candidate, this. See, he's not even the best quarterback in his division. You would say he's probably third behind Jalen Hurts and Dak. And it's just there's so many red flags on this season that could have been prevented, but there's also some red flags that are going forward that I think are very, very concerning.
Ian, I appreciate your comments, and your voice is a comforting voice for me to hear, because you and I go way back, and you have been a fixture as a dependable and sensible caller to sports radio in D.C. who, whether you agree with what you're saying or not, you come prepared on your points. And I think of all the battles that we have had over the years with me, you, and Andy, and the absurdity of what it used to be with this team under Snyder and Shanahan. The one solace, Ian, is that we're in a much better place to navigate what could be a dicey finish to this season. Would you agree on that?
Of course, Harris is much, much better than Snyder, but that's not the bar. And I will tell you, I think there's some other red flags coming with Jaden Daniels' mother. And I don't think that fully erupted yet. I'm not saying it's RG3's dad or Dwayne Haskins' dad, but there's some higher level.
You don't like her prominence on social media and her presence in her son's life at this point? It's no longer a cute thing that they're living together. It's going to be like, it's becoming more of a, okay, you're a man. Like, this is your career.
Yeah, since you're letting me go for a while. Yeah, I think it is concerning. I mean, you know,
it's unusual. Like, I'll give you that. I don't have concerns about his head. I don't have concerns about his work ethic. I don't have concerns about how much he loves the game. I am concerned, like you are, that he doesn't appreciate the car crash nature of this league and that the risks he's taking and the hits he's absorbing are not sustainable. He should really study Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has truly found the sweet spot of a threat running quarterback, which he is, a threat who reduces the number of direct hits substantially by how he runs and when he slides and everything else.
But Lamar Jackson himself gets hurt.
I know he does. Lamar should be hurt more and worse than he is, but he actually has kind of figured that out, which has led to his sustainability. Thank you, Ian. Good to hear from you as always. I appreciate it. Let me get Keith in here on line one if he's still with us. Keith, good afternoon, sir. What do you say?
Hey, what's up, Zabe? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hey, man, I just want to let you know I've missed you.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad that I'm glad you're back. I really miss you and Andy together. That was a ball. But welcome back. And I really, you know, Ian stole out of my thunder. The big thing that I want to say about Jaden is everything that Ian said was right. The big thing about it is he's smart enough to realize he needs to go down and not keep doing that. But I think the freaking aggressiveness in him and, you know, just wanting to win kind of gets the best of him. So
yes, and that's true of every great athlete who's young thinks they're indestructible.
Exactly.
That's a universal truth.
Thank God he's still Gumby, because that's what he reminds me of. I mean, some of the things we've seen bend on him, they shouldn't be bending that way. But
I know.
Luckily he is. But thank God he hasn't.
Well, hey, the way he was laying on the ground, it looked like it was his knee, because he just kind of braced his elbow under his leg to immobilize it until the medical staff got out there. And I think for me and almost everyone else were like, oh, crap, that's his knee. Great. So it's an ACL now, and we're talking about mid next year at the earliest. So that was a huge thank God for that.
Yeah, when he got bent over backwards last year, his knee looked like it went wonky. And that didn't, you know, he jumped right back up. I'm like, that can't keep happening. You know, he's only going to be 23, 24, 25 for so long.
Okay. Keith,
you know, Brian Mitchell said the other day. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, Jabe, great to hear from you, brother.
All right, thanks, Keith. Appreciate the call from Kent Island on that. Yeah, there were highlights of Daniels in college at LSU where he's broken field running 30, 40 yards downfield, hurdling guys, just getting blindsided, and he didn't care. He's a tough kid. Loves to run, fearless. But this is a savage league, and that stuff won't last, and that's the biggest concern I have. Not his mom, not his work ethic, not the fact that Kurt Warner did a 45-minute video going, well, why is he not throwing it here? Why is he not throwing it there? And I like Kurt Warner, by the way, and I like going into nerdy deep dives on film study. I think JT O'Sullivan's the best guy that does it, and his are extremely long. Much of it's behind a paywall, but he's good at doing that stuff. Orlovsky's good. He's not doing it as much anymore because they kind of restricted his highlight usage on social media. Chase Daniel does it. Kurt Benkert does it. I'm all about looking at film on quarterbacks in the NFL and analyzing. But it's not always gospel, because to everyone sitting there watching the All-22, it's obvious. Why didn't you throw it here? Looks a lot different when you're about to be destroyed looking through the face mask bars. Quick break, 800-636-1067. It is Sports Saturday with Steve Zabin on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back. Zabe enjoying the ride here on The Fan on a Sports Saturday. Thank you for joining me. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. Got my man Metal Chris behind the board today. He's a comfortable ride. He's very adept as a producer, board op, even though sports is not his primary thing. But he's a man about going to events, sporting events, concerts, you name it. And I had to send him this TikTok that went viral yesterday of a guy wearing what can be only best described, Chris, as a beer-filled puffy jacket with a tap coming out of his wrist like Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, it looks almost like an inner tube.
Right. Is this thing real? And would it actually, quote, work? Because the caption is, if you're tired of paying $12 for a beer on the strip, there's a solution. And here he is wearing a puffy coat that is clear plastic and filled with golden beer coming out of a tap in his wrist.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really into craft beer and stuff too, but I just feel like that would either really lower your body temperature or really increase the beer's temperature, and neither of those is good.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Now, if it's a cold weather application, I'm thinking about a football game in the fall or in the early winter, then you're not going to have to worry about the beer in your beer jacket going warm. But you made a good point, which is, oh, and what about your core body temperature?
Yeah, but if it's like, that cold to keep the beer cold, then that beer's going to keep you cold instead of be a jacket.
Yes, it's going to entomb you like an icicle inside that thing.
Maybe you'll work in Buffalo. Those guys are nuts.
How pierce resistant is that jacket? Because I worry about one little nick. You rub it on the edge of a railing or something, or some
jokester
decides
to. Well, the guy sitting behind you, he's got a long
straw. Yeah, poke you. Yeah, poke you with a straw, and then you're starting to leak. I now am fascinated by this. I need to do some more research to see, does this really exist, and would it work? And then also, as you're walking around, isn't that going to slosh up and foam up the beer and bust all the bubbles to the point where you can barely pour a cup without it being all foam?
Yeah, he's conveniently not walking in this video.
Yeah. I think it needs some more R&D. You know, you combine that beer jacket, though, with the beer helmet that you can load two cans with the straws, you know, and the big tubes that come around down to your mouth. Now you're talking.
Well, I've seen one before that was like a fake beer gut you would put on. So like it makes you look
fat. I have seen
fat.
That, yes.
Yeah, and so that way, like, I guess if they're patting you down at security or something, you could sneak in beer. That said, I've already got a beer gut, so I can't use that.
Right. I got no room down there for a beer gut, so I've got it already. Well, if anyone knows more about this purported beer jacket product, let me know, because I think this will be a deep dive tonight while watching college football. Is this thing real, and does it really work? And the patents on it must be amazing. Coming up, mental health, social media, and the nasty sports world we live in. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marshawn Lynch once famously said, take care of your mentals, take care of your chickens. He didn't mean chickens literally, he meant your money, but in terms of your mental health, this is something that I believe the sports world is far more aware of now than it has been, say, 20 years ago. And it's a good thing, because despite the fact that money in sports and the ability for athletes in just about any sport to become wildly rich, generation upon generationally rich, it doesn't mean that the landscape is any easier to navigate. In a lot of ways, it's even harder, especially with the advent of anti-social media, which is kind of what I call social media, because really it is anti-social. People say things on social media they would never in a million years say to your face. I'm on social media, like I said, Twitter, at Zabe. That's a professional thing. It serves purposes to be there, to be findable. It's almost like a Yellow Pages for public figures, media members now. Like, if you're not on Twitter or X, you're almost hiding from people. And I want people to find me because, you know, people hear me on the radio and they're like, oh my God, you're alive, you're back. Where you been? What you been doing? And it's good they can go and see me on Twitter and catch up and know that I've got a podcast and everything else. I have an Instagram account. I don't quite get it. I'm a little bit too much of an old to get Instagram. I don't mind it. I have a TikTok. I forget what my handle is. I don't know if it is actually at Zabe. I don't have the time to do TikToks as well as those who seemingly are professional TikTokers to do them. So I almost don't even try. And I loathe vertical video. I don't do Facebook at all. I have a Facebook account, but it is, to me, Facebook is the itchiest sweater in the closet of social media. I'm just like, ugh, everything about it. It's too complicated. It looks ugly. The way people use it, ugh. And I know it's quite popular. And if you get something out of it, great. But the problem with social media, Chris says my TikTok is the Zabe. You just found me. Okay. I think I got 4 videos up there total. The thing about social media, if I wasn't a professional in the business, I don't want to say I wouldn't have any, but I'd have even less than before. Wright Thompson, don't know if you've heard of him. Wright Thompson he's an author. He has also done stuff for ESPN. He's done these sort of short form introductory pieces to big sporting events in which he writes something that's thoughtful about whatever the event is. He did something about the Masters that was outstanding. And he writes long form for ESPN. I remember a quote from him about why he's not on social media. He said, why would I want to give the ability to a random person I don't know to mother me right in my pocket at any time of the day or night? And I said, damn, that is a great way to put it. Why would you want to be able to? And you could say, well, just block those people. Well, you block them after they've mother you. And the damage has already been done psychologically. Nobody likes that. You can say, I got a thick skin, I don't care. Hell, the insults and the criticisms that are closest to the truth, those are the ones that hurt the most. It's when people hit me with something and I'm like, they're kind of right. And that's like, ow, I don't need that. And when it comes to athletes and social media, why? If you have an account, for God's sakes, let somebody else manage it. And literally, you never, ever look at it. Don't. Get some burner account that's a totally different name. And if you want to sample other people's stuff, and I'll be honest, I do enjoy, guilty pleasure is scrolling TikTok, because there are some creative and funny and sometimes weirdly what's the word I'm looking for? Weirdly addictive accounts that make no sense. Like, for example, Chris, big sports fan that you are, you chided me during the break saying, hey, don't sell me out as just some guy who goes to speed metal concerts, okay? I grew up in this area watching and rooting for games and going to games and listening to you and other people on the radio stations. For some reason, Chris, I'm addicted to time-lapse videos on TikTok. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a time-lapse of a driveway repaving company, a time-lapse of a guy that does these extreme mowing jobs for houses that have shut-ins that can't mow their lawns, old people, you know, and it's all overgrown with four-foot weeds. I'm addicted to time-lapses of pool cleanings on TikTok. Have you ever seen any of these, by the way?
So there's one that's sort of like that that I like. There's a guy on YouTube that lives, I think, in like Canada or something, and he does cars. He'll clean cars, and he gets like the most disgusting interiors on these cars. And they're like, you know, cigarette butts and spilled food everywhere, and like, and he'll just turn them around and make them look brand new. And like, there's something soothing about seeing something turned around like that.
It is. It is, right, because it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of specialized tools, you know, steamers and chemical cleaners and blasters. And you're talking about some of the most disgusting cars ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he finds them. I was like, you'd think, like, what, are people bringing these from other places? Because, like, some of them are just so gross, like, so gross.
Yeah, drug dealers that have an 87 Corolla that is filthy, he'll turn
like
it
people
around
that have been
you.
Eating fast food in their car every day and just throwing the wrappers in the back, you know, for like years.
Yes, that's a good one as well. So that to me is a completely innocent and perfectly healthy way to use social media. Looking at what other people say about you is not. Graham Gano, the kicker for the New York Giants, who has been hurt a lot, went on record this week saying, you know, it's hard for me to have to look at people saying you should kill yourself just because I miss a kick or because I'm not healthy enough to play. And, you know, it was a heartfelt and genuine expression by him. But I'm like, well, then get off social media. Like, do you know how many bots there are, by the way, on X and elsewhere? You know, these platforms are trying to crack down on them. I know Elon Musk has said it's a priority of his to cut down on the number of bots, but you can't eliminate them entirely. You don't even know if it's a real person. And people have burner accounts, and people get weird satisfaction with taunting public figures about things from burner accounts in which they've got three followers, and the name is like, you know, Jerry Loves Ducks 026753. Yeah, okay, that's a real account right there. No,
never
name,
have a profile picture, never have any followers.
Exactly. and you sometimes wonder, why are you doing this? I had some account after I posted a video of our winter trip at the station that I used to work for that we would do, and the Twitter account said, oh, your wife must love how much time you spend away from home. I'm like, who are you? How do you know anything about anything regarding what our family situation is? Trust me, she's fine, you know. We're trying to make it till death do we part, as the saying goes, so pacing ourselves is a crucial thing. That's a bit of marriage advice for everybody out there. Pace yourself. No, but I just looked at that tweet going, what is wrong with you? What, you got nothing else during your day than to do this? But when it comes to Graham Gano, hey, man, you've been hurt a lot. The Giants have kept you on the team for reasons that make no sense. That's not your fault. They said, we'll keep you and we'll keep paying you. You're smart to take their money and stay on the team because once you're out of the league, it's hard to get back into the league. But Jesus, man, get off social media. Stop reading that stuff. There are some sick people out there, and they hide completely behind the anonymity of the platform. So that's number one. Number two is this Cowboys tragedy. Marshawn Nyland is just, it's unspeakable to think that a young man who had so much going on positively in his life could end up taking his life days after he'd scored a touchdown on national TV. it is a true reminder that mental illness and mental struggles does not discriminate. It doesn't care who you are, how famous you are, how much money you have. If you're in a bad place mentally, get help. Dak Prescott was very shook by this as a teammate of the young defensive end who was involved in a police chase and then fled on foot and ended up killing himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Said Dak, it's been a very tough day. As you said, it started earlier, finding out the news. It's a tragic loss. I hurt heavy, heavy heart. I hurt for Marshawn. I hurt for his family. I hurt for his girlfriend. I hurt for every single one of my teammates. And I know this personally because, you know, I've got a daughter who's 23 and she's starting. She's a school teacher now. She teaches Spanish and she's doing great. And, you know, we're pumping her up, telling her she's doing great. See the struggles. I know the struggles every day, the doubt, the insecurity. And thankfully, my daughter is very much not on social media. So I think that's at least one positive thing. But the struggle is real. I have another friend whose son just graduated from Arizona State, and he's got a very promising film career ahead of him. He's very good at doing videography and editing and filming and photography and all this other stuff. And my good friend had to go fly out there to kind of have an intervention because his son hadn't left his room for 7 days. And I'm thinking, man, this is like seemingly well put together people, young people that have so much in front of them. It's just a crazy day and age. So as Marshawn Lynch once said, take care of your mentals, take care of your chickens, chickens being money, and make sure you're always there to talk to somebody. Speaking of chickens and money, did you see the Stephon Diggs news, Chris?
Now was
congratulations. A paternity test has confirmed that he's the father of IG model Eileen Lopera's baby girl. That'd be Instagram model Eileen Lopera.
I have no idea who
Diggs,
that is.
I don't either, but she's on Instagram and she's attractive because she's young. IG thirst trap. Diggs is also expecting a child with girlfriend rapper Cardi B. He now has four kids on the way with four different women. It's almost like he looked at Tyreek Hill's year last year impregnating multiple partners and said, hold my beer. He's got four planes in the air right now that haven't landed.
Yeah.
That's the way you go broke, making millions upon millions in the NFL. Come on, man. Anyway. Quick break. Final segment coming up. We'll put a wrap on it and let you go on with your Saturday. Thanks for joining me. I'm Steve Zabin. This is Sports Saturday on The Fan. Oh, good news. I found out I'm going actually to 3:30 today, so I got extra time. I do actually have other things I want to get into, but I was kind of like, oh, I'm almost done today. That's great. No, 30. Overtime. We're going to OT, baby. It'll be Hokie basketball against Providence coming up at 3:30. But that's fine because I got stuff here. This is actually intriguing to me. Major League Baseball is going to host a competitive golf tournament with 60 current and former major leaguers representing all 30 clubs at Shadow Creek in Vegas. It'll be the Capital One MLB Open and will be a cornerstone of the MLB Awards Week, November 12th. Through the 14th. Is that this year or 2026? I need to check that out. I think that'd be kind of cool as just a silly season golf event, just to see which major league players have the most game in terms of golf. I think it's better than some of these other, you know, hokey matches they've staged out there in Vegas. You know, the quarterback ones with Mahomes and Josh Allen were okay, but a full-bore MLB tournament with guys representing every MLB team would be intriguing to me. And if they do not create special shirts and pants and golf outfits that match and mirror the teams they play for, then it's a huge miss. Then I'm not into it at all. Don't just put these guys out there and let them wear their own stuff. No, no, you got to dress them up in MLB-themed golf stuff, shirts and whatnot. That's what you need to make it work.
So it looks like it's happening this week.
Damn!
Yeah, November 12th through 14th is what I'm looking at on Google right now. So,
do you have the teams yet? Do you have the format yet?
I haven't seen all that, but it looks like it'll be okay. Aired on TNT, not live, on the 18th.
Why would they announce this a week before it happens? Does anybody have any clue about promoting?
It sounds bizarre to me as well. I don't know. You would think they'd at least made a big thing during the World Series about this, at least, right?
But. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, could be kind of cool. We'll see. I want to loop back one thing. I was talking about that Solitaire app that Stephen A. Smith is fronting, because I guess $20 million alone from ESPN plus all his other ventures, not enough money. So you got to endorse these shady online apps. October 27th, there was a ruling by a U.S. federal judge that said that the owner of this Solitaire app, Israeli-based Papaya Gaming, maker of the Solitaire Cash app that Stephen A. and Laura Rutledge and Dan Orlovsky are now using their social media to promote, a ruling by a U.S. federal judge said it is undisputed that the app used bots from 2019 until at least 2023. The company told customers that its games involved only human players, and they apparently told customers over 200 times, "We do not use bots." Narrator. But in fact, Papaya Gaming was indeed using bots. They even closed the accounts of multiple players who expressed suspicion about bots in their games. Papaya removed posts in a Facebook group that mentioned the bots. Skills Platform Inc., a competitor to Papaya, sued Papaya in March of 2024. They said they lost market share due to Papaya's allegedly illegal conduct. According to an expert hired by Skills, the company suffered actual damages of $637 million. During discovery, when they were like, "So you running a crooked game here?" Papaya executives asserted their Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. Bots have made Papaya an unregulated gambling platform, according to the judge. A DraftKings affiliated investment group owns a stake in it. And just days after the court ruling, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith announced a partnership with them. I mean, shady AF. And again, I know that some people don't take social media seriously, so they say, "Well, we'll pay $1 million to promote this Solitaire game. All you got to do is tweet about it five times." I suppose I might be as greedy as anyone, but you'd think the ESPN types would be more cognizant of their own reputation, or just to steer clear of getting involved in litigation, because the last thing you want now is to be dragged into a lawsuit and have to turn over your phones and everything else. Oh, well, money, money, money makes the world go round. Final half hour bonus overtime of Sports Saturday coming up next. You're listening to The Fan. Hey, let's go 30 more, shall we? Sports Saturday here on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin. Thank you for joining me. 800-636-1067 is the number. Tomorrow, NFL week number 10. Week 11 of college this weekend, week 11 in college, week 10 in the NFL. Commanders, Lions, 425 at Northwest Stadium. Lions are 8.5-point road favorites. Your total is 48.5. It's, of course, the revenge game from last year's playoff defeat. 45-31, your final score at Ford Field that shocked everybody, and especially the Lions, who thought they had a special team on their hands. And we're going all the way. They're really good. And you can look at their metrics, the Lions, a number of ways. I saw an interesting graphic that basically said, here's one way to look at who's good in the NFL. And it's based on your point differential against teams above 500 and below 500 and your point differential overall. And they put in green everyone who's positive point differential, and they put in red negative. The teams that are green, green, green across the board, that's above against above 500 teams, below 500 teams, and then total, are the following. You ready for the triple green teams? Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay, Indianapolis, the Rams, the Patriots, the Eagles, and the Seahawks. I mean, that kind of tells you right there, oh, yeah, okay, that does check out. The Commanders are negative on two of the three. They're plus three against sub-500 teams. And I think now that we're at the halfway point of the season, it's fair to break out, okay, who are the good teams, who are the bad teams? Like, that Thursday night game between the Broncos and the Raiders was the very definition of pillow fight. And that might even be generous calling it a pillow fight. It was just bad football. The tweets that were coming out on Thursday night were really funny. My friend and now voice of the Cleveland Browns, formerly of Red Zone Channel, Andrew Siciliano, local guy, D.C. guy, back in the day, his tweet was, "The snark is strong with this one." Other people were just ripping the game. I mean, there was a ton of penalties. There was a ton of punts. And Pete Carroll decided to keep my friend Geno Smith in the game way, way too long. When his calf injury, quad injury, leg injury, whatever it was that made him basically a hobbling wreck out there. Like, why don't you go to Kenny Pickett? We know Kenny Pickett is not the answer as a long-term guy, but to just win a three-point game that you're in right now, 10-7, give it a shot. I believe twice, if not three times, Geno Smith took a sack that ended up taking them out of field goal range and them having to punt. Somebody else pointed out, well, I guess that whole angle of, hey, man, Tom Brady's giving the Raiders additional advantages by being in team meetings per his role with Fox TV. I guess that angle's now defunct. Yeah, that's how bad the Raiders are. They're just awful. The Broncos aren't much better offensively. And Bo Nix has had his moments, but this was yet another Bo Nix game. Somebody tweeted, this was Bo Nix's worst game as a pro. And somebody replied, yeah, he has one of these every five games. So it's hard to really tell who are the best teams. I think the two most intriguing surprise teams that are good are New England and Indy. The team that I would not bet against when it's all said and done is, of course, the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs, you might say, well, I didn't hear you say the Chiefs as a point differential across the board, positive against above 500, below 500, and total. It's because their above 500 point differential for the Chiefs is minus six. But they're plus 82 on teams below. They have also been drawn, they've drawn a hard schedule, which you can expect given a Super Bowl champion. And they were without Rashee Rice for the first part of the year. So, yeah, the Chiefs are looking more and more dangerous all the time. I think when it's all said and done, you're going to have the usual suspects where they are expected to be. The Buccaneers are a wild card in the NFC. Big, big game for them tomorrow, Tampa, as they host New England. That is going to be a good one. 800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to jump on here, going a little bit extra to get us up to the start of Virginia Tech and Providence in college basketball. Did you see that Eric Spoelstra's home burned to the ground in Miami? I mean, this is a tough, tough deal. Obviously, thank God nobody was in it at the time. But there are videos and photos of the Heat head coach frantically holding his head while watching local responders and first responders fight the massive fire at his home in Miami. He had just arrived on the scene after the Heat's 122-112 win against the Nuggets in Denver, and he was reportedly visibly distraught. He looked visibly distraught walking around the property. Well, yeah, wouldn't everybody? It doesn't matter what you have in a safe deposit box at the bank or what you've got stored of your priceless memories and photos in the cloud or somewhere else. It doesn't matter if you've got a fireproof safe that they'll be able to dig out and get the key documents, your birth certificates and passports or whatever out of the rubble. It's still very, very disconcerting to think that. And the angle I had not considered at all was Terry Rozier, the former Miami Heat guard who is at the center, along with Chauncey Billups, of this multi-pronged, multi-tentacled gambling scandal in the NBA that involves what? Organized crime. The mafia. Somebody said, oh, so Spoelstra and the Heat and Terry Rozier, now the mob? Like, what do you think that maybe, what are the chances that because Spoelstra might have cooperated with the investigation and talked to the authorities, that the mafia is like, oh, well, you're singing now, huh? It'd be a shame if your house burned to the ground. Again, I have no information on this whatsoever. But somebody pointed that out, and I was like, damn. That is a wild one to think about. I hope it's not the case, but still, good luck to Coach Spo and his family rebuilding. That's obviously a tough deal. Today in college football, let me get you caught up on some scores here. My computer has been a little bit wonky here. Here we go. Let's get you caught up on scores here. Texas Tech is handling BYU now. Just 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. 26-7 Texas Tech as they are rolling in Lubbock. They're going to move to 9-1 and have a really quality win against a soon-to-be defeated team in BYU that came into this one 8-0. Indiana now trailing Penn State. 14 unanswered by the Nittany Lions in the fourth quarter, threatening to derail the perfect season of Coach Google Me, Kurt Cignetti, and the Indiana Hoosiers. 24-20, 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in that game at Happy Valley. Georgia rolling over Mississippi State, 41-14 is that number right there. 5:33 to go down at Davis-Wade Stadium in Starkville. Ole Miss is shutting out the Citadel, as one would expect, 42-0. That game is also midway through the third quarter at this time. Ohio State having no problems with Purdue, up 24-3. 6:26 to go in the third quarter there. And that is it for the top 25 games that are currently active at the moment. Oregon, Iowa coming up at the bottom of the hour. Oregon, a 5.5-point road favorite at Iowa. Iowa is one of the least explosive teams in the country, but they are true to what they do. And I think Oregon could have a tough time, even though Oregon is one of the most explosive teams in the country in terms of big plays. Texas A&M at Missouri is also bottom of the hour start on ABC. The Aggies minus 6.5 on the road in Columbia. And then Virginia. We don't forget about Virginia here. Virginia hosting Wake Forest today as 6.5-point favorites at home. That's a 7 o'clock game on ESPN. And then the 7:30 games are LSU at Alabama on ABC and Navy at Notre Dame on NBC, also at 7:30 tonight. Speaking of Notre Dame, it's the anniversary of the Rudy game, the 50th anniversary of the story that inspired the movie. Why is Darren Rovell, an avid ticket collector and program collector and sports nerd, selling all of his Rudy stuff? I'll tell you why in what is going to be our final segment, I promise, right after the break. All right, I'm punching in right now. Penn State, Indiana, coming down to it. Minute 51 to go. Probably can hear that in the background, right, Chris? Oh, hold on a second.
We still got Ozzy up.
Still, okay. Turn Ozzy up. Go ahead. Ah, there we go. That's the good stuff right there.
Always love a Randy Rhodes solo.
Indiana has the ball. Fernando Mendoza is at his own 20. Penn State up by 4, 24-20. Minute 48 to go. And oh, Mendoza goes down. A sack on first and 10. And they are happy right now in Happy Valley. Any accounts or descriptions of this game without express written consent from NCAA football is expressly prohibited. Well, I'm on the radio. I'm giving you accounts and descriptions of this game as it comes down to the wire. Second and 10. Oh, big strike. 30 yards over the middle. That's a first down. Move the chains. Indiana showing life. All right. Let's not finish with just play-by-play as I'm watching this game. So the Rudy game was 50 years ago. 50 years ago in which one Daniel Rudiger, R-U-E-T-T-I-G-R, a.k.a. Rudy, became a household name and legend after they had made a movie of how a guy who was 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, somehow made his way onto the mighty Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team. It's a great movie, beautifully shot, wonderfully edited, great score that goes with it, you name it, great acting. It's just that a lot of it is total bullcrap. Stuff that did not happen and never happened. Darren Revelle, who now writes for collect.com, C-L-L-C-T.com. He might even own the company that talks about the collectibles business, of which he is a huge collector of stuff, wrote this piece saying why I'm selling all my Rudy-associated paraphernalia. And he loved the movie as a teenager growing up. And he collected all kinds of stuff. Tickets to the game, parking passes to the game, programs from the game in which Rudy got into the game. All 6 minutes and 13 seconds of the game. This was when Rudy sacked Georgia Tech quarterback Rudy Allen in the movie. He said he's selling it because he called Rudy and asked if he had a few minutes for a short interview, and Rudy blew him off. This is Rudy, what do you want? Said Revelle, is that a way to speak to someone? Instead of saying what most would say, which is sure, when can we do it, he said he had no time for me over the next 72 hours because things were so busy for him. He is going to be at the game tonight. He's going to be near the game. He's signing a bunch of autographs at the Embassy Suites Hotel just down the road. And Darren Revelle did not take well to Rudy blowing him off. So he's going to sell all his stuff. Come on. Come on, Daryl. Daryl Revelle. What are you doing, man? The parts of the movie that were made up out of whole cloth included the team walking in one by one and laying their jersey down on the desk of head coach Dan Devine to say, if Rudy's not on the team, I'm out. But that's the case with just about any Hollywood movie about sports. Great liberties are often taken.
Wait till you hear about the Blind Side, man.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go Googling that. Wow, Indiana is now all the way down into scoring territory. 48 seconds to go. First and goal at the 8-yard line. Okay, this deserves just a little background noise. Okay, just a little background noise. We got 2 minutes left in the show. Then we get out of the way for Virginia Tech versus Providence and hoops. Steve Sinnott says, I just ran out to Wegmans. I was shocked to hear you on 106.7. Welcome back. Can we set up a GoFundMe to get you and Andy back on the air? Well, Andy joins me on my podcast, The Zabecast, every Monday. So that's where you can hear us. Just go look up Zabecast wherever you get your podcasts and tune in Mondays. Andy and I cut it up together. Quinn S. Jordan says, Zabe, I'm so happy right now, and send a screenshot of his phone that has the 106.7 The Fan app, wonderful app from the Odyssey folks, that can, you know, let you listen to this station in your pocket in crystal clarity anywhere you are. On the go, all the time, absolutely free. It's got Steve Zaman Sports Saturday. He said, I'm very happy right now. Well, I'm happy you're happy. And then there's this. If you like pickleball, good for you. If you play it, good for you. Don't blow out your Achilles doing it because it's not as safe as people say it is. But that said, I've always thought this thing was an incredible fad that was going to rise and fall pretty sharply once people realize, okay, I've had enough pickleball in my life. There was a story about a 170,000 square foot sports facility that's basically all pickleball, located in a large industrial building. It doesn't say what city this is, but it didn't even make it a full year before defaulting on rent. Yeah, it is a, you have to charge a lot of money on pickleball to make the rent on a big space like that. First and goal, incomplete pass, still 45 seconds to go. Now Indiana facing second and goal, trying to stave off being upset by a interim-coached Penn State team at Happy Valley. Do you think they'll score a touchdown before I'm out? I got 45 seconds to go here.
I don't know, man. That first pass was tipped, though.
It was tipped. Second and goal, touchdown? No, play was blown dead. Mark Sanchez has been fired by Fox. No shock there, because he nearly stabbed a truck driver to death in a drunken, idiotic stupor. So his problems are only beginning. Fox has signed Drew Brees in his place. So Fox now has Brees, Brady, Greg Olson as some of their top guys. Brees will partner with Adam Amin going forward. All right. Got no time left to get the update here. Thank you, Metal Chris. Great job today. We'll see everyone next time.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.